Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
Hi, guys. I'm playing Bananas Foster.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so long.
Nika Howard.
Hey, guys. I'm here, and I'm excited.
And all the way from sunny California, Jennifer Chee.
Hi, guys. I'm podcasting from the beach. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm in my bedroom in a really weird recording setup.
So if this is your first time listening, we've done it again. We intended this to be a good jumping in point for people. We are a 5th edition actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast that's been going for 5 years now.
Like, so long.
We're going to have some new characters starting up. Everyone's level 16 now, which is a lot because we've been playing for so long. Mm-hmm. We have so many episodes that we wanted to give people a good jumping in point. I mean, I think still the thing that a lot of diehard fans will say is, you know, go and listen from episode one, because there's a lot of gold in there. There's a lot of good stuff. But if you can't, like, it's daunting. 250 episodes is terrifying for a lot of people, I think. So we thought this was a great opportunity, since we have a couple characters starting up and in a new arc starting, this would be a great opportunity to sort of pave the way for new listeners to be able to jump in here. And to that end, we're going to take it a step further and do something a little wacky this episode.
We've never done that before.
No, we've never done anything wacky before. It's been very serious up until now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So 7 years have passed since the Raw Fury game. There's been another Raw Fury games, which we didn't even see.
Which we might go back to it. Right. Sure.
Yeah.
We might go back to it.
Yeah, they're like Disney videos. They're locked away in the vault until we decide to release them later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're all very, very good children, then perhaps they will be released from the vault.
So 7 years have passed. It's actually been 7 years of general like peace and prosperity, and essentially Obama was president and everything's been fine. Elections are coming up. Uh-oh. And it's all going to get really bad again.
Oh no, I can't take this again.
Aludra's been in deep home with her wife, Jayla, and they've been ruling and having actually some nice time together where they haven't had to smash anyone's heads or do anything like
just
that.
Just me feel like
wait,
it.
We're not doing that?
I mean, you could. Well, what? Tell me what you guys have been doing for the last 7 years.
I didn't prepare general... that part. My thing.
What is Jayla and Aludra are still around? So what have they been doing?
Yeah, just you guys can just come up with it off the top of your head. You know.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think that Jayla and Aludra have. I mean, like when the end of the last arc, Jayla and Aludra had their wedding, and for a while, like for let's say like the first year, they just did like a lot of like boring ass like ruling shit, like. You know, the whole thing of, like, people would come into the bedroom in the morning, like, here's the papers, Queen Alandra, you gotta sign the papers. It's like, oh, man, I don't want to do this. And you, like, go to the throne room, and there's, like, a million people, like, this man stole my donkey from my farm. Like, there's definitely donkeys in Deep Home. Like, I don't, there's farms in Deep Home?
100%.
Farms. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But people always, like, come in, like,
gotta have them.
That kind of thing. You know, disputes, selling disputes, brokering peace treaties, like, important but boring shit. And I would say that probably at some point, like, the both of them were like, man, like, I really missed that adventure in life, you know? And, like...
Oh, 100%.
Like, absolutely. So, like, maybe, like, every now and then, it's like, all right, we're gonna, like, go out on a, like, a raid. We gotta, like, go... We gotta go get it done. Like, maybe even, like, in disguise sometimes.
Yes.
And, like...
I love that.
And I think, like, the guards are like, Queen Alodra, please don't do this. This is extremely stupid. And what if you die? And she's like... I've died at least 3 times, and it's been okay.
I don't know if Revivify works, but I just keep telling myself that it does in the event. I feel like Jayla's not quite sure exactly where things are happening gods and everything. So
yeah, what's been 7 years now that her like powers are like you know in limbo a bit?
You know, I think that for a while she probably settled in. To helping Aludra with things. You know, typically the queen or the main figurehead has all of their little things, and then the spouse kind of has their side projects.
Exactly.
So Jayla's been picking up on, like, building up a really good militia, like, getting the training and military for Deep Home, like, really good, maybe working on some sort of public sewage sanitation systems.
It's very important.
Something like that. You know, yeah, just some real basic kingdom building things that Aludra doesn't need to worry about.
They also do couples yoga classes together.
100%. Hot yoga. And I like to think that maybe they're just getting ready to open up their own food truck that is a burrito food truck.
And everyone has to pretend to like it because I'm the queen. Yes.
But George Foreman paninis of like bean and cheese burritos.
Even in D&D, the subjects have to pretend to like all your shitty hobbies if you're in charge.
I'm sorry. So. They don't have to, but like it's just they like me so much they don't want to hurt my feelings. I would, and my feelings would be very hurt if they didn't like the burritos, is the problem.
They're good fucking burritos.
And they're good burritos.
People need to like them.
Exactly. People just have good taste.
Why do people have to pretend to like them if they're good burritos?
Well, listen, don't look too deep into the logic here, okay?
Right. I'll say that. So we're going to actually, maybe we shouldn't go too deep in. Because, I mean, the whole thing is we're going to kind of describe what happened in the beginning, since the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And a nice history lesson that we're going to take.
In general, what's been happening, you know, hot yoga, occasional disguise raids, and general queen shit. Burrito food truck.
So Aludra, queen of the dwarves, queen of Deep Home, and her Deva wife, who came here and has jumped around gods a little bit for funsies. And yeah, I think the other person who's probably in your life every day is young Bucky, who's your adopted Githyanki son. And he's in his early 20s now. He's trying to land that first job and hasn't really worked out yet. So he's spending some time in your basement.
Is he working at the food truck, or was that like a subtle thing for Aludra to get Bucky a job?
Yeah, except he doesn't show up. So.
Damn it! What a shit!
What's he doing? Is he smoking that Deep Home weed all day long?
That silver weed.
He's smoking that silver weed.
Isn't your basement a dungeon then?
I mean, yeah, but it's like
it's pretty, a dank dungeon.
It's a dank.
Dank dungeon for dank kush.
It's like pretty nice, though.
And so Steve, I'm assuming, has he's got a young daughter now, Xena, who's like 7 now.
Seven-year-old Xena.
Weird. That's really weird for some reason.
Xena babies.
That makes Steve seem so much more adult now. Like,
yeah, he's a real dad now.
Just a quick run-up. Steve was, he was a gnoll who died and then got put into a dragonborn's head for a while as a ghost. And then the dragonborn created a meat monster. And out of all the severed body parts that he had been collecting, and then somehow put Steve into that. And now Steve is this horrible meat monster
now
that walks
around.
And he's got a baby somehow.
It was a full gnoll, just a regular gnoll.
Has he adjusted to life as not a warrior very well, or is it tough?
Yeah, no, I think it's all right. I do think that, like, Xena is very deep into combat training. You know, they spar like on the regular, except that Xena is like not just learned the ancient ways of gnoll fighting, of which you are all familiar, but mm-hmm. she's also learned some of the gross, like, flesh golem ways of fighting.
Ooh,
like,
nice.
She's learned to, you know, just through training and perseverance to take large drinks of water to save, to spew at her enemies later.
Yes.
Nice.
Speak Xena.
Yeah, and just
Xena.
Yeah, and she still cries like a baby.
And Bachman, you still have a baby, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Great, great.
So let's save what Rowan and Toby have been doing for next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys can't, it's too much for you to handle. We're gonna dole it out to you as you can take it.
So we're gonna get to the meat of the ep, which is young Tom Harper, Prince Tom Harper, son of the dear deceased Harper, is he's 10 years old now. He has been tasked with doing essentially a report on Drunkaro's history. And so we're gonna sit in while he gives his history report to I think we decided Watson Copperfield, who is the head of the White Spire. Tom, please join me.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I've prepared my. Well, see, I prepared my my report on my daddy.
Tom, it is. I know you're a prince, but it's important that you cover the entire breadth. Of history in Drunkaros about these heroes.
Oh yes, you want me to start before my daddy joined the Alliance of Falcons?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, as you know, my daddy was a great sorcerer. Oh wait. Well, okay.
No, we don't want to before that. Dial it back.
Sure. Okay. Well, as we all know, the great problem happened way back when, due to Lord Mjolnir capturing 4 adventurers. I always get that number wrong. Tom Dorkblade, Aludra, Junpei, and Tom. It is Shadows for a Keep, you know.
That is correct. Very good. Mm-hmm. Now, Tom, do you know why they were abducted?
Well, according to the great scholar Toby Treacletort, they were being used to be created into a zombie?
That is correct.
Yay!
Very good.
Give me a sweet, please.
Not during class. You know this.
My daddy would have given me a sweet.
I have explicit instructions from your mother, the queen, that I am not to give you sweets.
But please don't call my mommy.
Last time I did something that she didn't want me to, it was a week in the dungeon, so no more of that, please.
Mommy gets so mad. Anyways, well, you say Lord Mjolnir and his lieutenant Thokus, they kept him in the Shadowspire Keep, and then they broke out of it and they made new friends and Newfoundland land, right?
That is correct. Newfoundland land is a small settlement.
It's bigger now than it was then, isn't it?
Of course, yes. under the watchful eye of Mayor Ballard, it's grown quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, these adventurers, they left and they run around all around Dronkeros, and then they eventually decided that they had to get these. Don't deduct me points. I'm going to correct it. They had implants in their head.
That is correct. They did have implants in their heads.
Yes.
Many people overlooked that point.
It's very important, I think. So they went to... can I get some help?
Please. What kind of help, Tom?
As all 10-year-olds under your care are allowed to call in a couple favors.
Go ahead and phone a friend.
Let me phone a friend. I call my Aunt Aludra.
Oh, hey, Tom. So nice to hear from you.
Hello. Can I give you a big hug?
Am I here in person? Are you calling me on the magic phone?
No, come in the room. Come in the room.
Oh, wow. You're like getting good at this. I didn't realize that you could just summon me.
Thank you.
I was in the middle of a meeting, but anything for you, buddy.
Hi. Hello. Please, big hug.
Queen Ashiara Dane has explicitly forbidden any hugging. So if you could...
Don't tell mommy.
What's going on over there in the other side of the room? And then Aludra hugs Tom anyway.
Okay. You pull the fast one on me, but let's keep it to a minimum.
Oh, Aludra, I called you in to help with... I can't remember what happened after you left the Shadowspore Keep. I know you met Daisy. But what happened next?
Yeah, so after we fought Lord Milner, so our good friend Junpei had, I guess you'd call him a friend, something, named Geodude, and he told us to seek out a man named Finnegan. So our crew was like, okay, we don't know anything, because we woke up on slabs, and we're stupid, and we don't know anything, so sure, we'll just go follow what this rock man says. That seems like a good idea. So we go to the town of Maastricht, and we find out that our good friend Tom is a Thumble. Now...
I remember that now.
Tom, what do you know about the Thumble family? The Tumble Thumble family!
The family? Well, Trent Thumble, he was a great warrior, but he was very bad.
Uh-huh.
And then he conquered Carr and Maastricht before the Demon Apocalypse, and then... he was disappeared. I don't know canonically where he went.
Yeah, and the crew got in some real shenanigans with Trent Thumble, didn't they?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he was very bad and hurt. Tried to hurt Aunt Aludra.
Just one note here, Tom. Now at that point, was Maastricht ruled by a dragon?
Let me see. No, it was not. It was slightly run down as an extra colony of Trent Thumble.
That's right. It's now Maastricht has been under the control of a dragon for these some odd dozen years now.
Yes, we really should do something about that, but Papa, Daddy he wanted to do it, but then...
Tom,
don't skip ahead.
I'll be brave.
we're working on it, okay? Like, just... You gotta trust me. We're dealing with him. So
yes.
Once there were some, some fights and some rough and tumbles with the various Thumble siblings to Tom, I think the crew also got involved with the Dark Blades. Now, what do you know about the Dark Blades, Tom?
Well, the Dark Blades are a collection of rogues, thieves, and ne'er-do-wells, spies, mayhaps, and they... Tom tried to join them, and he called himself a Dark Blade, but then the Dark Blades would send you and the other adventurers on quests and things like that, I believe.
That's exactly right.
But they're very bad, and they're scum.
Oh, well, I mean, things are more gray than that. It's not all black and white. I mean, Tom was a great person, and he was my good friend, and mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he was officially a Dark Blade. I'm actually not quite sure how all that ended up in the end. It's been so long ago now. Wow. Your Honor, Ludra's getting really old.
How old are you, Aunt Ludra?
It's not polite to ask how old someone is.
Tom, that's definitely, especially a sitting monarch, you don't just ask them their age. You need to treat her with, I understand that you're a prince, but I find myself in a room with a lot of royalty.
Yes, so all of you met Finnegan. In Finnegan, he told you to go get the orb of its power.
Now, who was Finnegan?
Finnegan was the clerk of Orathis. Hey, but Copperfield, he wasn't. That's a spoiler.
That's right.
There's very definitely good. More to the story there.
But yes, this Finnegan, he wanted you to get the orb of endless power, the whip of binding, and the brazier of worlds. And then you wanted to run around all again him. You didn't know how to find him. You had to go to the library, which is the greatest place in all of the city.
Oh, you're just so much like Toby. You guys love libraries.
I don't sound anything like him, though.
No, the only thing you have in common is your love of libraries.
Yes, that's it. But then they told you to go to the House Vidalis in the Lost Island of the Lost Island in the Crypt of Cena the Red. And you met my daddy at the Lost Island.
That's right. But, well, before that, do you want to finish telling the story of what happened to Tom Darkblade?
Tom the Darkblade, yes.
Yes.
Tom Darkblade, you see, he wanted to find this item under the water in the Cursed Caverns, or the Cursed Cave. And when he got there, unfortunately, he drowned to death.
That's right.
Yeah. It's,
really tough time. The first of my friends to go. Oh, and boy, have there been a lot of them. But that's okay.
That's okay. Hey, Copperfield, can you look in the corner there?
What's over in the corner, Tom?
In the corner, I don't... Look in there. And then I give Aludra a hug.
Tom!
Anyways, then Tom, he drowned in front of you. And Uncle Tom. And that made me sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough day. So, let's go back to your dad.
Wait, so yes, after Tom died, then you guys went to the Lost Island, and unfortunately, your pirate friend, he had to leave.
He did.
But you made two new friends, Uncle Winston. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And then my daddy joined you.
That's right. And also on the Lost Island, we picked up someone else that you know.
Bucky!
That's
Bucky's
right.
So cool. I love Bucky.
Man, I wonder if Bucky's free right now. I mean, I know he's supposed to be managing the food cart, but like,
we give him a call?
Yeah, let's give him a call. See if he can come over.
Okay. Hopefully Bucky's not doing anything untoward.
Oh, he's a good boy. I'm sure that he's just at the food cart.
All right, I'm going to use one of my other lifelines to call Bucky. Oh, golly. What is it? He's on the glass pipe again.
Whoa, hey. Oh, Mom, hey. What's up?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, Bucky.
Where did I get summoned?
Are you burning?
Oh, Tom.
Were you learning something?
Yeah, no, I just it's fine.
Bucky, that's an interesting cologne you have on.
Man, I could really
I like it.
Could really use one of those burritos right now.
It's really unique.
Cousin Bucky,
I'm
recounting the story of Drunkaros, as told by I guess what happened to your mom, Aludra, Aunt Aludra. So Cousin Bucky, I was just talking about when you met my daddy Harper.
Uh-huh, yep.
And at the Lost Island when you left for family.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you want?
Could you tell Copperfield a little bit about it?
About what?
But, you know, Tom, I think your cousin is not feeling really well right now, so...
His eyes are so red.
His eyes are... Bucky, I told you... Oh, my God.
Mom, do you have one of your burritos?
Oh, my God!
Why his eyes so red?
It's, you know, it's a...
Please.
Sometimes it happens to grown-ups. You know.
I skip breakfast.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay. Do you have a burrito?
Oh my, okay, yes, I do. I was saving it for myself, but fine, you can have it. She pulls
Mommy
it out.
Mommy says that it's because Bucky is a Gith.
A Gith Yankee?
Love you, Mom.
Bucky, like, settles onto, like, a chaise lounge in the background and is just, like, blissed out in a burrito.
Okay, that call wasn't as helpful, but I got two more coming up. And they'll come in at the right time. Wait, actually, I'm getting real confused about, like, what's supposed to happen with my Uncle Tom. Do you think I could call Uncle Steve?
Yeah, please? You know, like, because they, like, shared a body. Like, Steve definitely knows. He knows a lot. He's a very wise man.
And I love Uncle Steve. He's very scary.
Oh, but he's got such a good heart. And he's so smart. Playing with your cousin Zena.
Yes. I'm afraid of her.
You're burning a lot of lifelines. Summoning Steve.
So remember, Zena, it's thrust parry spray. Oh, where am I? Who are you?
Oh, Steve!
Oh, hey, Lydra. Hi, it's me, Steve.
Sorry, Mr. Mellencamp. We do need you just for a quick lesson here.
Mm-hmm. It should be more than an hour.
You did sign that contract, so...
Mr. Mellencamp, is it my birthday?
Is it? Please.
Well, what can I do for you? I did leave Zena home alone. She's only 7, but it's fine.
She's very scary.
She's killed before.
She's very powerful. I honestly cannot imagine an enemy that would enter your home that she would not be able to spray and kick unto death.
I've had to reattach my arm 3 times. She's very good.
You must be very proud.
I am. I'm very proud.
Well, you see, because you used to live inside Uncle Tom, I'm hoping that maybe you could help me give my book report. We are at the point where y'all were at the the cave, and then the big dragon came, and you fell in the acid, and then the, but then you grabbed, what'd you find? The Whip of Binding? Is that the one?
Oh, I remember that. I was there for that when I was a kid.
Yeah, you were, Bucky. That's when we adopted you.
You guys should have just asked me.
Well, you were you were pretty conked out on the couch there, but you came back too very quickly. That burrito, man, our burritos were
This is
really
a good,
good
burrito.
Anyways, you grabbed the Whip of Binding, then, oh gosh, I can't remember.
Now, Tom, do you remember who originally owned the Whip of Binding?
I do. It was Captain Blendy.
That's right. Very good. That's a obscure fact.
That is.
Yes, that deserves a sweetie. Please give me a sweetie.
I think he definitely deserves a sweetie for that one.
Please,
it deserves
a sweetie.
I don't remember that.
Please.
Tom, do you have any more of those sweeties? That's Bucky.
I don't have any. I don't have any sweeties.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tom, we're going to run out of time. You got to keep moving.
I'm sorry.
The three artifacts of great power, which were being gathered, they did gather the Whip of Binding. Do you remember which one was next after that?
I do. They went to the cave, right? And they got the helmet of Sino the Red. And that's where Auntie Eludra died for the
first time.
First time, yes.
I've died a lot of times. It's very strange.
I'm sorry for all the times you've died. That makes me sad to think about it.
Oh, but then the great thing is when I died, I got to come back. So that's pretty cool.
Yay!
Eludra, isn't that when you found your brother's bones?
Oh, yeah, he's very dead. One of many people in my life who are super dead and not alive anymore, unlike me, who's super alive and can't be killed.
You're very flippant about that. That's healthy.
Well, that's a little dark. But I still like it.
I'm working through it. This is the only way I can deal with it without breaking down and terrible sobs. So, you know, it's not
sure. Sure. Well, anyways, after you got the helmet, you had to go get the Orb of Endless Power.
That's right.
And you went to the swamps of Itzchaka.
Oh, man. That was some crazy stuff. Oh my goodness.
It sure was zany. It was wild. They actually went back in time. Auntie Eludra, do you remember going back in time?
Oh, do I? It was a weird day.
And Steve, I bet you have some very funny stories from finding all the Vidalis clones.
Nope, not really.
Okay.
Honestly, the world was not ready for so many Toms. I'm not gonna lie.
So true.
I didn't have a whole lot of agency in Tom's body around that time.
Yeah, you weren't even there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I was just hoping maybe you had any extra memories, but I just wanted to see you, so it's okay.
Hi.
Hi. Anyways, you foiled the priest of Orcus, but there were bad demons, and then you went through the portal. Daddy had to make a big decision, and he made the wrong one.
Oh, the first of many wrong decisions. But hey, who amongst us hasn't
made?
That's
my daddy. You're talking about.
Who amongst us hasn't made a lot of wrong decisions? Tom. Oh, one day you'll make wrong decisions too.
Oh no.
That's the power of being an adult. You just keep making wrong decisions until you die, and then come back to life.
Watson. Aunt Eludra makes me sad.
Well, just and as we've talked about, not everyone can come back to life, Tom.
It is. The rules are very old nowadays. Anyways, you get all the devices back. Daddy stores the brazier because that evil Finnegan needed him to bring it to him first. Yada, yada, yada. You all died again. And then Daddy was betrayed by Roz, even.
Yeah.
And Finnegan betrayed him too.
Yeah.
And
then,
now that is a topic of some debate. If you betray someone under extreme duress, it's a moral gray area.
Daddy forgave Aunt Rose, so I don't bear her any ill will.
I mean, Harper, your dad stole the brazier, and he was trying to do what he thought was right, and Roz was trying to do what she thought was right, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that you mm-hmm. can't really accurately capture on the pages of history. Like, you just have to be there uh-huh. for it.
Yes, and Finnegan, he killed Grandpa and Grandma Upper and Uncle Upper, and I was very sad back then, but I wasn't alive. And
you were sad back then, but you weren't alive.
I knew it would have been.
You would have been.
Finnegan activated the devices in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you died again.
Again. That's right. Yeah. Oh, your Aunt Aludra has seen so much, buddy.
But then soon...
Poor Aludra is going to need years of therapy.
Yeah. I'm going to need real serious
after
therapy.
After rehashing everything.
But the good news is that Aunt Jayla made friends with y'all very soon.
Now, Steve, can you, since you're here, and...
Hi!
Can you, you were in Tom's body during the time when he was wielding the great sword Blooddrinker. Is there anything you could tell us about that?
Blooddrinker liked to kill people a lot.
Loved blood.
Yeah, loved he loved it. Blood. Loved blood. I would, almost nothing he loved more, I'd say, in my opinion. And, you know, it you would talk to Tom a lot, and you know, it's been so long. You know, having trouble remembering. Really putting old Steve on the spot.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I didn't mean to make you all sad.
Yeah, but you know, Blooddrinker was a good boy in the end.
Was it that?
I don't know.
I don't... Well,
who's
also,
to
well,
say?
Who's to say? Well, Auntie Jayla, she wielded Blooddrinker for a little bit.
That's right.
Can I tell... I use my final lifeline and bring in Jayla?
Of course. I was waiting for you to suggest that.
I wanted to do it sooner, but, you know, we got tied up.
Jayla, bring...
Jayla... pops and
huge bong
in
rip
middle.
Sound.
She's in the middle of pumping, but she's wearing one of those, they're like bras that cover all of your boobs, and then the milk part just sticks out so you can walk around and
oh my
pump.
God.
So she's got like milk yes. on her titties yes. or like bottles on her titties.
Yes.
I know exactly pumping. What you're talking about.
Yeah. They're comical, and they're on Amazon if you haven't seen one in real life.
Oh my! Oh my God! Jayla, what are you doing?
A leader comes and stands in front of her and crosses her arms.
Jayla,
hi.
I guess I should have given you a heads up that we were going to call you here. I didn't get a lot of heads up.
I sent a letter 2 weeks ago.
Mm. Well,
was it on that really fine paper? The really good one?
Good paper.
It was so rolled up.
Mm. Mommy let me use the good paper to send the letter.
Yeah.
It was good paper.
Bucky and I might have used it.
Oh, yeah, we did. What's up, Aludra mom? Or sorry, Jayla mom. Shit, I did it wrong.
Jayla shoots finger crossbows over to Aludra and winks at her. Like
Aludra like wants, she wants to be mad, but she like can't. She can't be mad.
Okay. Well, you say it's my book report to give to Watson Copperfield here, and you see, I've written sure. all, but I'm starting to forget
Copperfield.
Facts. Copperfield, sorry. I've written the whole thing, but I keep forgetting small parts. And if you see,
well,
here,
we were talking about Blooddrinker, and Jayla did wield Blooddrinker historically. Mm-hmm.
Blooddrinker. Mm-hmm. Blooddrinker is my greatest love besides Dearest Aludra.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom was not happy about that.
Your father, too. Tom.
And yet you destroyed Blooddrinker, is my understanding.
You know, I think we all have moments that we regret, moments of weakness.
Yeah, sure. Like my dad did when he stole the brazier.
Yeah, just life's like that. Complicated, Tom. It's really complicated.
You know, Jayla, I don't know if I ever told you this, but when when Tom and I separated, I didn't only retain some of his memories, but also his feelings about certain situations and events from his past.
I know.
I have no real reason to bring that up right now in particular that I can think of, but I just wanted to make sure you knew.
You know, I think about that time a lot, Steve, on that night when we lost Tom.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things I wish I could do over again.
Yeah.
And then Jayla just kind of like wistfully looks off not to finish that sentence.
You know, a powerful blood-drinking sword or a diabetic unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take
it's
your
a Pegasus, pick. Actually. Princess Ivy Moon, Blue Moon is a Pegasus. She can fly.
Sometimes she's feeling up to it. You know, she's getting kind of old now.
Oh
God, yeah.
Wasn't you having a glass of wine in here? My throat is very dry, and things are getting. It feels like we're having an intervention instead of a, you know, history lesson.
A book report. I'm sad about all this.
give the child a sweetie and give Queen Elutra some wine.
Well, I mean, your grace, I can't really deny you anything, being that you're a queen and all, so here you go.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, so where were we, Tom?
Oh, yes, okay. Well, you see, after Aunt Aludra, Uncle Tom, and Daddy died, well, you see, they went to heaven, and then they came back down to Earth, and Auntie Jayla came to help him. She was the adherent of Arrakis. Right.
So it turned out that the man who had been sending them on these quests was actually evil and turned on them, killed them all, and took these items.
Yes, he worked for Orcus.
What did he do with these items?
You see, he put them all together, the Orb of Vendor's power to give a lot of power, obviously. The whip of binding to control demons, and
Brazier of Worlds.
The Brazier of Worlds to open a portal to the demon zone.
Yes, the Abyss is what we call it.
So he created a giant portal to Car.
Undercar, right.
Undercar, and then he that's why Car was destroyed.
Yes, they say it was swallowed up whole by the Abyss.
The first of many places.
Yeah, many people died back then. And many bad things happened for many months, maybe a year, who knows.
Tom, this is why you had to be careful when you trust people. Eluder's like, too close. Like, she's like, in his face. You gotta be careful.
No, I don't trust anyone. I'm sorry. I don't trust anyone.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying not to trust anyone. You just gotta be careful. You know, you just gotta, you gotta be smarter than your Aunt Eludra was. You know, I mean, I'm happy where I am in my life now. I'm so happy where I am in my life. But man, a lot of people are dead and I wish they weren't.
Oh, Eludra, why are you crying?
Oh, sis, I'm fine. And she turns around and drinks more of the glass of wine.
Anyways, Aunt Jayla, can you talk about the first couple months of when you came back to Drunkaros?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I came back and I traveled here from Yangar and I met up with your father and beautiful Eludra and Tom. And it's kind of going back, but we all met up together in a tavern so that we could come together to defeat Finnegan, no. Yes. To stop. There's a whole bunch of demons.
Yeah,
Tom.
I remember. Remember hearing about
and
it.
And we had to band together. Arrakis had sent me back so that we could stop this demon apocalypse together. And we went to find the demon Omicron so that we could find a way to just end everything and get things back to the way that it was.
Okay.
And that's when we had that weird vision, right? Of, oh, yeah, it was your previous self Your brother?
Yes!
Yourself?
Yeah, Rhaegar!
I still have a hard time, like, completely understanding all of that, honestly.
Rhaegar?
Yeah, yeah. This is where Steve, this is where we meet you. Uncle Steve, he went, he made friends with Uncle Rhaegar, which is actually Aunt Jayla, and Auntie Temerity, and Uncle Talir.
Hey, Aludra, they're still alive.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're alive.
Why'd you wink?
Oh, it was just like at least there's someone out there.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of.
Oh, I didn't kill all my friends.
And Steve, this is where you became known as the great hero Steve.
That was back when I only knew two sex positions.
And only knew about melon. That was the only food.
When I was in Tom's mind, it was like living in a vast library, but with lots of dirty books.
Yeah.
Oh, I love libraries.
I'll give you a book report on some of the things I read in there.
Oh, okay. Maybe wait till he's at least 13. Or no, maybe 18 or 20 or 21. Let's just wait for a while, actually.
This is rated PG-21.
let's get on with the story.
Anyways, Mordenkainen herself tasked you with taking the Demon Omicron to safety. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we boarded up the Chum Guzzler. We set sail from Yangar trying to get the Demon Omicron back to Drunkaros. And unfortunately, there was an accident on the boat and Steve's null body had the Demon Omicron and was crushed and killed
at the bottom of the ocean.
In my defense, the bottom of the ocean is a safe place.
There's so much pressure down there.
That's usually where you find all the treasure, so that's a really good point, Steve.
Yeah, Uncle Steve did so good. He saved it, and the demons weren't able to get it down there.
That's right.
It's true.
But something else happened. Something strange happened.
What?
What happened?
Tom, your namesake was possessed by the spirit of Steve. And Eluder does like a big flourish and like
points. Throws the glitter from her pocket.
Where'd that come from?
I have
Steve,
my ways.
Steve just got the deadpan look as like glitter falls on him.
It incorporates into his being.
It just like sinks in.
Well, Aunt Eluder, that was so cool.
Yeah, I know. We kind of spoiled that part because we've been talking about that for a while, but...
Well, I had this, like, planned...
Yeah.
You know,
no, nobody knew about the glitter. That was a surprise.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Just then, a banner that says, Tom the Hero falls down.
Oh, wait, that's too soon. That's so soon. He sacrificed himself. But you met Uncle Zerd, and Uncle Zerd, who's also a hero, and according to Watson Copperfield, he was the greatest wizard of all time.
I met Zerd once. It was the best day of my life.
Wow.
What a wizard.
What a wizard.
What a guy.
Zerd was he was a good fellow. If you had your mouth open, you'd always find his finger in it.
That's what they say. Zerd
loved
always
honey.
Had his finger in the honey wasp.
Loved
honey wasp.
Honey.
Hell wasp honey.
Yeah.
Man, what I would do to suck Zerd's finger.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Watson.
Oh.
Is this age appropriate?
Sorry. Go on
together.
With the story.
Wow.
Anyways, yes, you were in his big submarine, and then Uncle Tom, he touched the bones of Uncle Steve, and then they became one person for a while.
That's right.
For quite a while.
Wasn't that so random?
It was so random and so raven.
It was so... I love it. But then you had to help Uncle Watari, Aunt Rin, Uncle Clinker, fight off all the demons. And then Aunt Jayla made the demons plan, which was supposed to take roughly an hour or so. And very quickly, didn't you, Aunt Jayla? You really binded them.
I think that was, like, I have never felt so much the true power of a god coursing through my veins, except in that moment.
Eluder wraps her arm around Jayla's hip because that's where she can reach, and she's like, that's when I knew I was in love.
And I held up that demon binder, And I said, ye demons shall be forced from this land. And yea, the demons were forced from the land into the binder. And we all agreed that things could have gone a lot worse.
And she cursed the name of the demons. And lo and behold, bears came from the woods and ate up 42 of their number.
The demons, they ran into a pack of pigs. Anyways, you fought them all off. It was great. Everyone was very happy. And then after that, you did some other stuff. Yada, yada, yada. I'm just looking at my paper that I wrote here. It says here that after this, you had many powerful fights. Well, most notably between Aunt Roz and Daddy. They made up and made better.
Yeah. Yeah, Harper forgave Roz.
It took, you know, again, adults make mistakes, buddy. We make mistakes. And you know, the real true mark of an adult is being able to, like, move on from it, you know? So, yeah.
So yeah. There.
Okay. I feel like I'm learning so much, not just about history, but also about being a person. And I love it.
I'm so glad that you feel that way. I'm glad that the many horrible mistakes I've made in my life can, you know, make things better for the children of the future.
Thank you, Aunt Oludra. Well, you see, you unfortunately found out after talking to Avery Talese that one of you will have to die in order to destroy the combined bits of the Whip of Binding and the Orb of Infinite Power and the Bridge of Worlds. And that's when... I'm skipping ahead, but eventually Uncle Tom, he did it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was some tough times.
Yeah. Someone
he did
had to sacrifice to use the hammer of Sundrain.
He did.
And Tom fell on that sword for all of us.
Yeah.
Right. Or I
like
guess
we
hammer.
All discussed beforehand. Tom
yep.
used the hammer.
The official royal record is that it went down smoothly and there was no confusion or bitterness afterwards. apparently didn't happen. Why would it have happened?
No, that's what happened.
That's absolutely right, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why there is a giant golden statue of Tom erected in Paler's Hope.
Yes, he was a great hero. But it took you a while to get... The ability to attack Fennekin. You went to Avery Talese, as you remember, and then you went to the Necromancer, you remember, of
mm-hmm.
course.
Oh, mm-hmm. Record Steven Svensson, of course. How could I forget him?
Yeah, he is very weird. He comes by every now and again.
Oh, does he?
Oh.
Does your mom let you talk to him? He's really weird.
Sometimes him and mommy will go out to a fish restaurant together.
To catch up with Ashiara Dane about this. Any details?
Oh my goodness.
She has a cool wagon that she gets to ride on.
And she does love a wagon. That's true. I'm kidding.
And then you went to go save Bucky.
Wait, where are we in the story?
Well, you say you had the demon Omicron, you took the Avery to
release. Oh, right.
Then you took Avery to release, left the demon Omicron with her, then went to Rikard Svensson, then you went from Rikard Svensson, got the Pokeball, with the Pokeball, and then you went to go get Buggy.
And Yinogoo.
The Yinogoo.
Do you guys still need me for this part? Because I wasn't here for any of this part for a while.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you were. It's just...
You were here for it. Remember Daddy turned into a gnoll?
Once Tom died, I was gone for...
No, we're not there yet.
What? I thought we already talked about the hammer.
No, I spoiled it a little bit. But no, we're not there.
It's okay. One day you'll learn to tell a coherent story.
I'll try. I will very much try. I doubt I will, though. It's so much fun to talk about the fun parts.
Many adventures were had, a lot of stalling took place, but eventually The heroes did face off against Fennekin, as you were saying.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I wanted to go back and talk about the other things, but the important is it? It's more interesting to get to the friggin', the fucking, oops.
Oh,
oh no. I'm getting stressed. Sorry.
It's okay. We all make mistakes, Tom. We all make mistakes.
Tom
I
reaches
was gonna give you a sweet now
into his dainty dressing gown and pulls out a wrapped sweet.
I stole it earlier, and here you can have it back. I'm sorry.
He's stressed out because he stole the sweetie.
Now we'll be able to tell the story straightwise, and now I don't have to have my stress voice on the whole time.
You have right? This is your stress voice.
Yeah, that was my stress voice. This is normal voice. This is me, Tom. Tom Harper.
Wow.
I'm 10 years old.
No, you sound a lot like your father.
Yeah, you do.
Harper's
actually, wait,
here.
Roll it back. You're still doing the voice.
I'm 10 Harper's years old and I love sweeties.
I'm 10 years old and I love sweeties.
Now, Tom, I heard that you did an excellent impression of your father. Is that true?
Hey, I'm Harper.
Oh, wow, that is uncanny.
It is Harper.
My dark past. Okay, bye.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Don't do it.
Anyways, that's my daddy. I hope to be half the man he was. Some people say I am. Half elf joke.
Oh, you are.
I'm trying to break Auntie Jayla's keyboard. I'm gonna wait till she's
Why
drinking.
Every time I take a drink,
and then I'm gonna drop a zinger. Anyways, yes, you made friends with Aunt Adira. Do we know what Aunt Adira is?
Sadly, no.
It's been 12 years.
It's been a long time.
She goes her own way. I'm sure she's fine.
Anyways, Aunt Adira made friends with the devils who are bad, and then Jayla, Ludra, Tom, and Daddy attacked Fennekin, and then killed Tom again. Oh yeah, Tom, he came back. It was weird. Anyways, yeah. And then Tom used the Amma of Sundering, and he went forever. Bye bye.
Yeah. Another friend bites the dust.
All right, now I'm out of the story. I'm going to go take a shit.
Steve!
Uncle.
Well, why don't we take a little break, Tom? That was quite a lot of storytelling. And
I also need to make a tinkle.
Okay, well, why don't we take a little break and we can come back and finish off this story after. I mean, that's pretty much the big beginning part.
Yeah, that was a lot.
It's the meat of the story. The dog sausage meat, if you ask me.
And maybe next we could get into the salted potatoes.
And it all makes 100% sense. Like, there's nothing else. That's all. That's all you need.
But there is so much more happened after that. But we'll get into that next time.
Okay.
We'll get into that next time.
I was curious if we're just gonna just keep going, make it one long 2-hour thing. But
oh no, you gotta save it.
Save that voice.
I hope both new and old listeners alike find this somewhat interesting. I bet new listeners will find this baffling in hopefully a good way.
Yeah.
But at the very least, it was a fun exercise. Yeah, so thank you. I'm going to go gargle some salt. And
if you guys want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finish telling the story of your daddy, head on over to Apple Podcasts. That was not as good as yours, Tim. I'm sorry.
See, it's hard.
Head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice and leave us a 5-star star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps keeps us growing and makes the show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yeah, we are super close to our next goal on Patreon. If we can just get another, it's like we're at like 3,300. If we can get to 3,500, we're gonna start releasing a monthly blooper reel, which is really neat for patrons. So help us get to that level so we can we can give you that good content and get you. The goal is to have fresh content on there every Thursday. So
And that's also really good. The blooper reel, if you don't get a chance to come watch the Twitch streamings, you will basically feel like you are able to, because you're going to be able to catch the stuff that normally gets cut out.
That's right.
That only Twitch gets to see. So,
And we, you know, we normally still will have bloopers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
And all that good stuff. But now that we, if we hit this goal, we'll make a more concerted effort to do it all the time as opposed to... Every now and again.
It'll be fun. It's just going to be more fun things so that you never have to stop hearing our voices, basically.
It's all too hot for TV.
That's right.
And too obscure for TV.
make a bong noise.
we already have the conductor seat coming out every month, which is usually me and Tim or Tim and other people.
It's me
talking about,
and then a guest.
And then a guest talking about DMing stuff. We've had on lots of really good guests from Wizards of the Coast and all sorts of things. So that's on there already. And David, our editor, is doing a really interesting series, video series about editing. And so I don't know. There's lots of really cool stuff on there that you can only get there. So
and the higher the pledges that we get, the more fun stuff we get to bring to you guys. So it only gets better from here.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Until next time, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
But what happened next?
Eluder has to look in the document really quick to see where we are.
Oh, I've wasted one of my lifelines! I wasted my lifeline. No, it's always going to be Irish. Always gonna be, or fake Scottish. I wasted my life. My lifeline? Lifeline. Lifeline. Lifeline.
Oh. What I want to do is I want Alundra to say, Tom, why are you doing this accent?
Sorry, I just thought it would have. I wanted Copperfield to like me, and you know.
You have quite a man voice for a 10-year-old.
Hey. I'm an elf. I'm a half elf, baby.
Oh, that's true. That is true. I'm not sure how that changes things, but.
Will. Ill will. Bear her. It will.